During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock on a Friday morning here on WPHM. Beautiful day, too. We'll have more details in the forecast coming up in just a few minutes. All eyes were on Detroit last night. Didn't it look great, too? Beautiful day in the Motor City as the 2024 NFL Draft commenced, and it continues today and tomorrow as well. More eyes will be on Michigan if the organization, the Michigan Film Industry Association, has its way, because they are pushing for the passage of the Michigan Multimedia Jobs Act, and it took a significant step forward this week. Joining us right now from the Michigan Film Industry Association is Alexander Page. Alexander, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. This package of bills, the Michigan Multimedia Jobs Act, made a big step forward this week. Tell us more about that.
Oh, yes. It was really good support, bipartisan. We were voted out of the Economic and Development Committee and Small Business for the House, which is a huge step forward, and now we're moving into the full House. So this is something that we're really excited to try to move forward for Michigan. And, you know, kind of like you were talking about the NFL draft, you know, it had a huge impact. They're anticipating $160 million worth of economic impact from hosting it. And we're looking at trying to bring something similar to the state of Michigan with the Multimedia Jobs Act. We're anticipating $6 to $8 billion over the first 10 years being spent in Michigan. And right now, there are 40 states and cities that have a program, 100 globally. We're one of just a handful that, you know, aren't participating in bringing the stuff to the state.
How does this compare to the film tax incentive package that the state offered 10, 15 years ago or so?
Totally different. We kind of, you know, that did what it had to do because it was coming out of the recession. But we looked at what worked and what didn't, burned it down, started over, and talked to other states. And what we wanted to do was make sure that we had a program that was pro-Michigan, pro-jobs, and pro-economy, and really focus on that return on investment for the state. So what we wanted to do this time is, you know, it's not just movies. We really want to focus on TV shows, episodic, commercials, corporate videos, music videos, and really trying to focus on a lot more of those $10 to $40 million projects. We want that year over year of the TV shows, and we want to be able to make sure that, you know, we're having the commercials and corporate videos, which impacts, you know, tons and tons of production throughout the state.
A lot of these jobs, as we understand it, Alexander, are temporary jobs. There's a lot of them, and you can go from job to job to job. But I think one of the reasons that this failed before was because a lot of legislators looked at it and said, well, this is not sustainable. You don't have steady work. Talk a little bit more about the kind of jobs that this would offer here in Michigan and the sustainability of it.
Yes. Our industry is a manufacturing industry, and it is no different than you look at somebody who's doing construction, going from project to project, but you are getting paid equivalent to full salaries by working about 6 to 8 months. This is something where most of the industry is made up of individuals and small businesses. And what you're really doing here is you're building the long-term volume of work in order to make sure that, you know, people are going and having these great jobs. And it's not just, you know, your typical directors, producers, and actors. What you're looking at is, you know, construction, restaurant, lodging, caterers, lumber yards. There's so many different things that go into this. And one of the things that we did with this program is make sure that it also included post-production and visual effects, so that we're getting those high-paying tech jobs. And just like you see in places like Chicago and Illinois and in Atlanta and Georgia, that when you have a program that you know is going to be around, like ours is proposed for 10 years with caps in place that grow over time, you want to be able to build the infrastructure. And you can see then TV shows renewing, more stages being built organically. I think the last time there was no incentive to hire any locals. It was the same whether you hired a local resident or not, and whether or not you hired a Michigan business or not. And we want to take those things out and make sure that it's focusing on Michigan talent and businesses.
Michigan is an attractive place to produce multimedia content, isn't it?
We have one of the best locations in the entire country. We have lakes and rivers. We have mountains. We have urban and rural. We have the four seasons. It is a very desirable place. And we learned during the last time, people like to film here. We got great talent, hardworking crews and actors. And it's a very desirable place. What we don't have is a program. And we see that, you know, they work, and it is one of the largest growing industries in the world is the creative economy. And right now, Michigan is, by not being on the playing field with this, we're losing our youth, our brain drain, our creative talent. Our, when they come and get out of school, we're seeing over 50% of the students go to other states. And so it's a really big thing for us to be able to keep our youth here and our talent and grow the population and the workforce.
You mentioned, Alexander, that there is bipartisan support for this, at least enough to get it out of committee. Do you think that this has enough bipartisan support to gain passage overall in the state legislature?
The momentum is really big right now, and, you know, part of making sure that we continue the support, you know, this is, like we said, bipartisan. But the critical part is making sure that people in the state want to have this for everybody. And so letting your legislator and your state rep know that this is something is critical. You know, we know and see how much pride people take in showcasing Michigan. And, you know, it's always heartbreaking when TV shows or commercials pretend like they're going to be in Michigan, but they're actually filmed elsewhere. And we want to have those stories and that pride back here. And we want to, you know, really diversify the economy and help it grow.
If this does pass, you can get out there and start pitching projects right away, can't you?
Oh, one of the nice things about the way that our industry works is, as soon as this would get passed, people will come right away. There's no waiting to have a plant or something built. Work will happen immediately. And by making sure that this is a transferable tax credit, we also are making sure that the tax credit stays in Michigan and only benefits Michigan companies. So it's really designed for the long-term steady growth of the economy and showcasing it. People are still running up the steps in Philadelphia for Rocky, and even Major League Baseball has, you know, built a stadium in Iowa for Field of Dreams. And I think it's Michigan's turn to showcase what they have to the rest of the world. What we just don't have is a program.
Well, the Michigan Multimedia Jobs Act would pave the way for that. We'll see where this goes from here. Alexander, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.